Hi, I'm Marie of NWell Consulting and Training, and this audio will show you just how easy it is to get into a state of relaxation quickly and with very little effort. Now, bringing our attention into the here and now rather than worrying about stuff that has happened or might happen is something that you'll find is going to help with your overall well-being. And mindfulness tools such as the one I'm about to guide you through can be done in many moments of your day-to-day living. For now, though, I ask that you do this exercise with me while you have a couple of minutes to really focus on this exercise. That means no operating of any machinery, and you may also like to ensure that you're not going to be disturbed. So, as you get comfortable, whether that's sitting or lying down, what we're going to do is we're just going to hone in on each of the senses to really bring your experience into the here and now. So if we start with visual, with your eyes open, you can gently gaze around the room or perhaps find one little spot that you focus on. And with your peripheral vision, notice some things that you can see. Notice perhaps the colours or the lightness or darkness and any textural differences. And I just want you to become gently aware of a number of these things that you can see, maybe 3 or 4 or 5. And now closing your eyes, noticing that within your mind's eye, you can still see those things. You know, you still know where those things are in the room, and you can kind of get a feeling of being able to still see them. And noticing that. And now notice how, with your eyes closed, there are certain things that you can see as you look at your eyelids. There might be some patches of like a red colour, or sometimes people say even a green colour. There might be patches of light or dark. Just noticing what you see with your eyes closed. And shifting your attention now to sounds. Listen carefully into the sounds that you hear around you. Become aware of the direction of those sounds, the volume of those sounds, the pitch. And there are some really obvious sounds in any given sort of environment. And you might even notice some very quiet sounds, the subtle sounds, that as you slow down and, you know, become quieter within yourself, whether that's a gentle hum of an appliance in the house, or a rustling in trees. You might even become aware of the sound of your breathing. That's right. And if you were to gently bring your attention now to the feelings in your body, so the kinesthetic experience of the here and now, feel the feeling of either the seat that you're sitting in against your back, your legs, or if you're lying down, the feeling of being held by that surface underneath you. Notice any textures that you're feeling. Tune into any feelings that you might have, say, on your skin with the temperature of the room, or if there's any gentle wind movements against your skin, or any awareness of temperature. And notice how you can bring your attention even to areas that you might not normally pay attention to, like the soles of your feet. And now bringing your attention, your awareness to the senses of smell. Taking a deep breath and there may or may not be an obvious smell that you can smell right now. And if there is, just notice that. And in that same way, tune into the feeling of taste or the sense of taste. Notice if you've got the remnants of a particular taste in your mouth. As you swallow. And you may notice already that you've started to relax quite quickly with this process. And so you could continue cycling through the senses between the things that you can see, whether your eyes are open or closed, or whether you bring your attention to the things that you hear again, the sensations that you feel, smell and taste. Or you may simply want to leave it there. So, have a bit of a play around with that. Enjoy using it in all sorts of different areas of your life. Like I said, this is the sort of thing you could, before a job interview, you're sitting there and you could just gently gaze off and notice these things. Or a lot of my clients say that they find it really useful before they're about to go to sleep, when their mind is humming, whirling, swirling all over the place, just to bring their attention back to the senses, back to the here and now. And of course the mind will go off and wander, and that's fine, that's just how the mind works. And you can just gently bring it back again whenever you want to focus in on creating that state of calm. So enjoy and let me know how it goes.